Well, it feels like forever ago in this campaign, but remember when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump released plans to change the way childcare works in this country? Well, Aaron Mozell of Here Now contributor WHYY dug deep into the candidates' proposals and has this report on what they'd mean for struggling parents.
It's just after 6 o'clock, dinner time at Michi Hunt and John Moskis' house in South Philadelphia. 3-year-old Nori is digging into a coconut yogurt and some baby carrots. Her 4-month-old sister Aiko has already filled up on milk. The adults are having sausage, red peppers, and rice at some point.
I really would love for us to like have this moment where we all sit down, but it's mostly like getting her fed, and then we try to get her to bed, and then we can eat. And this one, she can eat anytime, so.
Besides, they have bigger fish to fry when it comes to raising their daughters, like paying for childcare for both. Hunt says that eats up nearly a third of their annual household income. The couple brings home roughly $70,000 after taxes.
It's jaw-dropping. Like, we both have a college degree. We both have jobs, reasonably good jobs. I'm not doing something outrageous.
Nori goes to daycare full-time, 5 days a week. Aiko goes for 3. To make it work to pay for childcare and everything else, the mortgage, groceries, clothes, Hunt and Moska do what you'd expect. They pinch pennies.
With one, it really, really squeezed us financially. With two, it feels like, you know, like we're stealing, but what is it, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul? Like, you're sort of like, oh, well, we're just going to rack up some credit debt. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
Hunt and Moska aren't alone. In many states across the U.S., childcare is the single biggest expense for families, more than rent and nearing or surpassing college tuition at a public university. Carol Austin is executive director of the Delaware Valley Association for the Education of Young Children. She says that's a big problem.
For me, it's at a breaking point. I know it's at a breaking point here in Pennsylvania. I dread to think that we'll start just warehousing kids.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have plans to make childcare more affordable. Clinton says she wants to help parents by improving the country's childcare system. Here she is at a campaign stop in Kentucky covered by Fox News.
They're working to support their families, but a lot of the stress is because it's so expensive on childcare that they don't feel like they're putting anything away for later education. So we'll deal with that on getting to, you know.
Under Clinton's proposal, the cost of childcare would be capped at 10% of a family's income. For Hunt and Moska, that means they'd only pay roughly $7,000 a year. Hunt says they currently shell out $24,000.
It would be amazing. That would be great. Even better would for it to be free.
Donald Trump wants to allow parents to deduct the cost of childcare from their taxes.
Because of the way the benefit is capped and structured, our plan will bring relief to working and middle-class families. Importantly, our policy also supports mothers who choose to stay at home and honors and recognizes their incredible contributions to their families and to our society.
Trump wants to give parents the ability to scrap the full amount of child care from their federal income taxes. That total can't be more than the average cost of care in your state. After getting some flack for not addressing poor families, his plan now includes an earned income tax credit for low-income families. They wouldn't benefit much from an income tax deduction because they're not putting up a lot of income to begin with. Trump's plan would bring down Hunt and Moska's annual child care costs a few thousand dollars to roughly $21,000 a year. Jamie Hopkins is a professor at the American College of Financial Services. He says neither plan will make child care significantly cheaper for anyone who is struggling to afford it now.
That's still going to be a burden, whether these plans are in place or not. But again, it might help ease some of that burden.
Hopkins' point rings especially true for low-income parents like Stacy Booker. She lives just north of Philly in Ambler with her 2-year-old daughter, Leia. Booker is a single mom and brings home roughly $1,400 a month after working 2 part-time jobs. One is at a senior home, the other at a rehab center. Booker is technically living above the poverty line, but not by much.
It's extremely hard. Sometimes I'm surprised I don't have a nervous breakdown, or I'm not strung out on hardcore drugs, or I'm a severe alcoholic.
Childcare for Leah is subsidized, but it still accounts for up to a third of Booker's monthly income, depending on the time of year. She's working towards a nursing degree, but school's out in the summer. She doesn't get the subsidy on days she's off work and school, but...
You really have to weigh your options, but then again, it's like you really have no choice because you have to pay your mortgage to have a place to live, but then I have to pay for childcare in order for my daughter to be in a school environment and for me to be able to go to work and go to school.
Experts say neither Trump nor Clinton's plan would be cheap or easy to implement, at least with the details out now. Jamie Hopkins, the finance professor, says while they're expensive, both plans are realistic. That has parents across the country feeling hopeful that their budgets could be a little less stressed, even if their days are still hectic. For Here and Now, I'm Aaron Mozell.